This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for our Talk Louisiana on WRKF, 877-217-5757. And if you'd like to send an email, it's talk@talklouisiana.org. We start with George Sells, a veteran anchorman who graced the WAFB anchor desk as the top-rated newsman in Baton Rouge for 24 years. He's here as a member of the media who has served in high places in New York and Philadelphia and Houston, Nashville, Denver. He's been around, as they say. And CNN has filed a lawsuit against President Trump and several of his aides seeking the immediate restoration of Chief White House correspondent Jim Acosta's access to the White House. The lawsuit is a response to the White House's suspension of Acosta's press pass, known as the Secret Service Hard Pass. The suit alleges that Acosta and CNN's First and Fifth Amendment rights are being violated. The suit was filed in U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. this morning. And here is Jim Acosta a few days ago when he was thrown out of the White House after trying to ask the president a pointed question.
I was just told to do it.
Okay, well, I have every right to record this. This is Jim Acosta. I am in front of the White House. A Secret Service officer is asking for my hard pass. Obviously, no hard feelings to the officer, but I am now giving my hard pass to the Secret Service.
That you may have
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax. That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation? Mr. President.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jim. In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts his
butt. Well, I'm not
like
a big fan of yours either, so
I understand.
To be honest.
So let me ask you a question.
All right. That's what's going on in this wild and crazy world. Both CNN and Acosta are plaintiffs in the lawsuit filed this morning. There are six defendants: the president, the chief of staff John Kelly, press secretary Sarah Sanders, deputy chief of staff for communications Bill Shine, who used to work at Fox, the director of the Secret Service officer who took Acosta's hard pass away from him last Wednesday, and an officer identified as John Doe, pending the identification. The six defendants are all named because of their roles in enforcing and announcing Acosta's suspension. 877-217-5757. Again, your number. George Sells, your thoughts.
Well, my initial reaction after watching Jim's stunt in that last confrontation.
Was it a stunt?
Well, yes, I think it was, because I'm guilty of the same thing, and I've done it in the past to make my own reputation in another market. He was not asking a question. He was starting a debate with the president over a separate issue that really wasn't the main subject of the news conference. Since that time, I read up a little bit on what other reporters think of him. And Bill O'Reilly, of course, is not a paragon of virtue himself, but he called him the penhead Acosta. He wants to debate and demean the president of the United States instead of getting answers. Donna Perino, who is with Fox right now.
But all right, you've gotten two Fox News veterans who, of course, are in the president's camp.
Chris Wallace is another one. Although I think Chris can be a little bit more neutral. I never thought much of Chris's work. I think he got his job because of his dad. Sam Donaldson, who was at ABC when I was there, was a real...
What did Sam say?
Nobody has been able to find Sam for a quotation, or I have not found... But Sam would ask a question. He got a question into the presidential candidates or the presidents simply because he had that loud, "Mr. President!"
Yeah, I remember him. He used to yell while airplanes were going, and President Reagan
but
would pretend not to hear him.
When Sam sat at a typewriter, occasionally he would come to New York where I worked, he would sit at a typewriter and he would attack the typewriter. Anything he did, it was an attack.
Well, should other media boycott press conferences as a result of this with the president?
Oh, if they're really, really angry about it, I'd say yes under any president other than Trump. Trump is a case unto himself. Acosta is a horse's ass. I was a horse's ass back when I was 37, 38 years old. Acosta's 47 now.
Well, I don't know of anything he did. He may be what you're saying, but I don't know of anything he did that would warrant being removed from the White House press corps.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Did he or did he not accost, did Acosta accost the intern?
No, he did not.
Well, let's check the replay.
Yeah, the replay, I've checked it several times. He did not accost her. There is no...
And then he said, pardon me, ma'am, as he tried to block her from grabbing his microphone.
Yeah, and he had every right to do that. He did not.
He wanted to hold on to the microphone. But it had gotten down to a point where they're arguing about frames 13, 14, and 15 of his block.
Well, this is not the Zapruder film. He did not accost her.
No, he did not. There is no room for interpretation.
They sped up the film and made it look like he acted more vigorously than he did. Now, exactly a year ago, a dispute between the Los Angeles Times and the Walt Disney Company ignited a battle between the paper's employees and top management. The newspaper published a note to readers revealing that Disney had barred its journalists from attending advanced film screenings in response to a Times investigation into the entertainment company's business ties in Anaheim, California, and outrage over Disney's move was rocketing around social media, and other media outlets started banning Disney, or they withdrew from covering Disney, and as a result, Disney rescinded.
Disney had to back off.
They backed off, and we'll see what happens.
You asked me on the phone yesterday if the White House had ever banned anybody else, and I found out when they did it. Two other hard passes were yanked because a reporter was caught stealing, going through drawers of other correspondents. What he stole, I don't know, and they did not name him. Dana Perino brought that up when she was working for the White House.
Jim and Walker. Jim, good morning. You're on with George Sells.
Hi, George. I do find it a little telling that you're forgetting Peter Sellis, who had his hard pass yanked in the 1960s. Because the administration disagreed with his reporting, and that went through the courts, and
really?
In 1977, he won. And they're actually...
For his actions in the 1960s?
Yes. And he got his hard pass back in the 1970s.
Which president did he offend?
Johnson.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It was a Vietnam situation.
There is legal precedence. As a matter of fact, the court put in, there is a requirement that there actually has to be full due process now before a reporter has their hard pass revoked by the White House. This is a total fail on it, and Acosta is going to win so fast, it's going to make Trump's head spin.
Oh, right. I don't think you were right to do it. I'm just saying... I can see why they did it, because of Acosta's behavior. But that's very interesting. Okay, the courts are on his side.
There is a precedent for restoring press access. Achilles and Hammond, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Whoop, we lost.
Oops.
Achilles and Hammond. Don't know what that was about. That's an unusual name, but I like it.
No, I love it.
But this is a serious situation. CNN has filed suit against the Trump administration, and it'll be interesting to see if George Sells, and a listener notes this, will the Trump administration try to ban CNN altogether?
They'll never get away with it. CNN can send over some... noodle to ask questions until they get it straightened out. And the Sellers case makes me wonder, you see how long it took to go through the courts to get it straightened out with LBJ. Now they have a precedent, according to our caller, but are the circumstances identical? You can't be stopped in the courts because you're a jerk. And there's no question that Acosta is a jerk.
I don't know that that's the case, George.
There are too many stories on the side.
But let's say, if it were, there are a lot of so-called jerks in the press corps.
Oh, yeah. I'm one of them.
So why would you ban somebody because he's a jerk?
Because he's interfering with the time of other reporters there. He wants to go on and have a debate with the president, and he goes on and on and on.
The president certainly has invited this by calling his network fake news and attacking CNN. I think the president has given as much as he has taken on this front, and we'll see where this is going. And this is a president who was made by the media, who used to court the media. He wanted them to cover every move, and now they're covering it, and he says, bye, Jim Acosta. See you later. We're back. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. And Jim Acosta, veteran reporter, CNN White House correspondent, who's been banned from the White House press room, he has sued, his employer has sued, he is a plaintiff in a case involving now six defendants, including the president, Chief of Staff John Kelly, Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. They're all named in the suit in an effort to get Acosta his rights back, and apparently there could be some damages here, too. 877-217-5757. William in Opelousas, you're on the air with veteran anchorman George Sells. Hi, William.
Hey, how you doing, Jim? Thank you for taking my call. It seems like your guest is agreeing with the president, and I heard the president called Jim Acosta rude, and it seemed like our president is just a bully. I think he was the one who was rude. He telling people to sit down like they're some little children. So I'm wondering why he look at Jim Acosta so hard and give the president a pass. Thank you.
All right, George Sells says you're in the Trump camp.
No, now be careful here, Jim. I don't like reporters who show what, and I will admit he's a right-wing guy from Fox who's been fired from Fox. I don't like disrespect for the president, but I think Trump brings that on to himself. No, I have never confessed to be a Trumpite. No.
Let's bring this down to the local level. I've seen some showboaters through the years at press conferences who quite often go on to bigger and better things after they leave Baton Rouge. A guy you worked with, Tim Brando, he used to ask about five-minute questions at press conferences, and all the reporters would be rolling their eyes. I remember once he asked Jerry Stovall a question, and Stovall's response was, Tim, would you rather be beaten in the head with a sledgehammer or a ball bat? But Tim Brando went all the way to CBS. He went to the top of the world.
Tim Brando was a good guy.
Especially with TV guys.
Yeah.
Isn't showboating part of the deal?
It is. It got me somewhat down the road. I had a confrontation with a politician in Texas and actually destroyed his hopes for the U.S. Senate as a result of that confrontation. And I did it for showboating reasons. And I feel badly about it because the guy he was accusing was guilty of pawing young women. Senator John Tower, that little diminutive guy, he was pawing women in the elevator.
That's why he didn't become defense secretary. But we have a president who admitted in that Access Hollywood tape that he pawed women in personal places, and he was elected president of the United States.
Got away with it.
And Gustavo, my dear friend Gustavo, just sent an email saying, defending Jim Acosta? Seriously, after he assaulted a woman, what the heck is wrong with you? Well, that's from Gustavo.
Well,
and he says, you make my blood boil.
Well, okay, Gustavo, he did not. I've watched the replays from two different camera angles. He did not assault that young woman. At first, I thought she was a Secret Service agent, and I looked in when she crossed her arms with him. I thought she was getting ready to put him on the throwdown, but I was wrong. She was an intern. and he made very slight contact trying to block her from taking the microphone from him. He did not assault her. Am I siding with her? Yes.
Okay. It is a story with legs, and the newest development is that CNN is suing the Trump administration to try to get Jim Acosta's press pass back. Dusty on Segan Lane. Dusty, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I've always admired Mr.
Can you speak up? Can you speak up, please? Dusty, can you speak up, please? Okay, I don't know what's going on with Dusty. Phil in Jefferson Terrace. Phil, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I think we should stop giving him press conferences, period. He lies through his teeth. They doctored a film to try to make people believe or, you know, change reality. Stop giving the man any attention or press conferences.
Well, you know what would happen if he did that? They would accuse him of going into hibernation and cutting off the press. So
but he's saying that I think the media should quit covering him. But that's not going to happen.
Oh,
Trump
no.
has been very good for media. He has stimulated interest in politics like we haven't seen in recent time. 346,000 more people voted in the Secretary of State's race in Louisiana last week than voted for governor 3 years ago.
And it had nothing to do with anything Trump was doing.
But Trump has generated interest on both sides, and they're not going to quit covering this man. Their ratings are sky high. The failing New York Times, as he calls it,
is not failing, by the way.
No, it's not failing at all. It's doing very well, and Trump is helping it succeed because people cannot get enough of Donald J. Trump.
And you, by the way, you called me, or you briefly suggested I was a Trumpster. The thing that bothers me, and the thing that bothers Acosta, I'm sure, that it is in the back of his mind all the time, is that Trump is a notorious liar and exaggerator. I mean, you just listen to him at one of these rallies, and I just look at him, and I start making little marks. And my fiancé one time asked me, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm catching his lies." And these are just the ones I know about, not the ones that I have information on right now.
Is he the first president to lie?
Oh, certainly not. But to lie with such grand scale, with such aplomb and such
panache.
I am the. What was the one that I am the most?
I'm a stable genius, very stable genius. That was one, but that's not really a lie. That's just a perception that I'm sure he has.
On the highest ratings of any Republican president in
highest
history.
Electoral college. That was, but maybe his math is just bad. You know, maybe maybe at the Wharton School he didn't get good math lessons.
But best ratings of a president since Abraham Lincoln.
Biggest and crowds, biggest everything.
Yeah.
He declared last week's election returns a success.
Yeah, how do you do that? Although he saved his Senate seats, saved enough Senate seats so he's got a majority. Although one of those was knocked out last night. A lot of people who don't follow it, Arizona, we finally...
Kyrsten Sinema. Name, isn't it? Kyrsten Sinema is the new senator from the
state of
Arizona.
One of her qualities and one of her pluses, she says, is she's bisexual. Damn, I get tired of hearing that. Is that really important?
Well, I don't know that that's a plus. It's just an identifier.
Sure is. The other one, meanwhile, is a, I don't know whether she's a hero, but she flew an F-18 jet, and she was a squadron commander in the U.S. Air Force. That tells me that she's a little bit above your average female.
Well, George Sells tonight, speaking of being a little bit above average females or average people, average men, average anybody, is Donna Britt. She'll be honored. She's the Golden Deeds Award winner.
You know, a lot of people don't understand that is probably the biggest community award possible in this community. Started by the Advocate many, many years ago. And she was shocked that she won the award. As she said to me in the moment of weakness, I thought only wealthy people won that. And she won it on pure grit, pure hard work. Even when she was in that wheelchair, the woman is incredible. She made a conscious decision to stop sitting on boards and to going out and to get her public service work done. I sat on boards. She went out and worked in the community. And she deserves every bit of it.
Finally, a listener asked, George, your former colleague Tom Snyder, was he a showboater?
Oh, good God, yes.
And a very good one.
Oh, the whip was, oh, yeah.
The best.
Oh, man. He was so bad that when he used to, in Philly, you know, Broadway shows are tested in Philadelphia. And he was doing a review of one of the Broadway shows in Philadelphia. And the producer, I can't remember his name, very well-known producer, as Tom was doing the review of his show in Philly, the producer came up with a strong pair of scissors and cut his mic cord.
Well, George Sells, hopefully Jim Acosta will be back on the beat, and there will be peace in our time. It's always a pleasure. We pause now for the news. And it's been 6 weeks now since Jamal Khashoggi was assassinated, and the latest story from the New York Times today, it reads, shortly after the journalist was assassinated last month, 42 days ago, a member of the kill team instructed a superior over the phone to tell your boss, believed to be Crown Prince Mohammed of Saudi Arabia, that the operatives had carried out their mission. According to three people familiar with a recording of Mr. Khashoggi's killing collected by Turkish intelligence, the recording shared with the CIA director, Gina Haspel, is seen by intelligence officials as some of the strongest evidence linking Prince Mohammed to the killing of Mr. Khashoggi, a Virginia resident and Washington Post columnist whose death prompted an international outcry. While the prince was not mentioned by name, American intelligence officials believe your boss was a reference to Prince Mohammed. Meir Mutreb, one of 15 Saudis dispatched to Istanbul to confront Mr. Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate there, made the phone call and spoke in Arabic, according to this report. Turkish intelligence officers have told American officials they believe that Mr. Mutreb, a security officer who frequently traveled with Prince Mohammed, was speaking to one of the prince's aides. While translations of the Arabic may differ, the people briefed on the call say Mr. Mutreb also said to the aide words to the effect of "the deed was done." So 6 weeks have passed. A lot of news has happened since then. Some terrible tragedies, wildfires in California, mass killings in Pennsylvania and in California, major national election. And stories kind of come and go. And, of course, today the nation is following the travails of one Jim Acosta. CNN has filed suit against the Trump administration. But this is a story that should not go away. And President Trump, to this point, has not taken any action against Saudi Arabia. And this is the same country that produced 15 of the 18 hijackers on 9/11. We took no action against Saudi Arabia as a country then. In fact, George Bush, the president at that time, had the Saudi prince to his ranch in Crawford, Texas. And yet George Bush declared war against Iraq, presumably because Iraq had something to do with 9/11. And as we know now, Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11, and there were no mass destruction weapons in Iraq when the United States invaded that country. And not only cost many thousands of lives to be lost, but also wrecked the U.S. economy. And we're still fighting in Afghanistan all these years later. And Saudi Arabia is the country that produced most of the killers, 15 of the 18 on 9/11/2001. And yet the United States continues to do business with Saudi Arabia and has taken no action for an assassination that apparently, according to reports, was led at the highest levels of the Saudi government. So Donald Trump, as we move along, will have some pointed questions from the White House press corps, questions he may not like, but we'll see if other reporters, such as Mr. Acosta, are kicked off the beat. And Jim Acosta, as George Sells said, may very well be a jerk, but at the same time, he's just doing his job. And sometimes asking questions in an environment like that, that's a difficult challenge. And Acosta was never shy in asking pointed questions of the President of the United States. And as a reporter through the years, who's covered a lot of press conferences, I always commend people who ask tough questions, because more often than not, reporters, like everybody else, are thinking about the next press conference and whether they'll be banned or whether information will be withheld from them, whether some kind of retribution will be involved, whether they'll get in trouble with their bosses, whether they'll lose advertisers over some action taken. And Jim Acosta showed some tenacity and courage by doing what he did and had no business to be thrown out of the press conference. And despite Gustavo's protestations, Jim Acosta was certainly not acting inappropriately when he was trying to ask a question and was being confronted by somebody who didn't want him to do his job. So we shall see what happens, and we'll be talking more about this tomorrow. If things go according to plan, and let's hope they will, the long-awaited interview with Doris Kearns Goodwin will take place tomorrow. The Pulitzer Prize-winning historian has written about leadership in turbulent times. Even though Donald Trump is not mentioned once in her book, we'll talk with her a bit about the current president and compare him to others. Appropriately, with the topic being leadership, the person on the cover of the book from Doris Kearns Goodwin is none other than the 16th American president, Abraham Lincoln. And if you drive north of Baton Rouge and have all these presidential streets named after Buchanan and Polk and Taylor and Tyler and Andrew Johnson, there's no street named after Abraham Lincoln. I wonder what's going on. Hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Inkster for Matt Doyle. Stay tuned. ¶¶